Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Propelling Mobility, a relocation podcast presented by Weichert Workforce Mobility. Today we are going to be talking about virtual assignments, obviously a very hot topic in relocation these days. And who better to discuss this with than Weichert's Vice President of Advisory Services and someone who has spent the last several months consulting with corporate leaders on this very topic, Jennifer Cannell. Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you.
Excellent. I think you've officially logged more appearances on the podcast than anyone else. You're now part of an exclusive club. So I hope you understand the prestige that comes with this.
I'm so proud. I can't wait. Thank you.
Excellent. All right. Well, your official jacket will be in the mail soon. So please wear it with pride. But we mentioned virtual assignments. They are certainly one of the hottest topics in mobility right now. I know you talk about them. Our clients talk about them. Our partners talk about them. Last month, you and Paul Barnes of our UK office and Avram Goldberg of our Asia Pacific operations hosted a webinar through Expat Academy on the topic of virtual assignments, had over 100 corporate attendees on that for both a live event and then listening after the fact. So it was a very popular topic. We received a lot of questions during that webinar. We didn't have time to get to all of them. So we are going to address some of them in this podcast. But some of the questions we're going to address here also encompass questions that you've received during the roundtables you've been conducting over the last several months with clients to help them get their arms around this topic, and also questions you've just fielded in your day-to-day work. And just to start things off, can we agree on the definition of virtual assignments? How do we define virtual assignments as we're going to be discussing them today?
We talk about virtual assignments in remote work, and sometimes the terms are used interchangeably. Remote work is really something that many of us are doing right now. We have to do this as a result of the pandemic.
But we're I'm doing it as we speak.
as am I. But I think going forward, and we're already seeing it, is employees are requesting to work remotely. And how are companies going to support them? And that's where companies are trying to develop a remote work policy around it. Virtual assignments are more employer directed, where there's a formal process around it and perspective based upon the business need.
What do you see as some of the primary concerns that companies have regarding virtual assignments?
Well, there were quite a few. One of them certainly being when to decide to keep the home contract versus seconding to the other country versus transferring if the person will continue to do their job. So it's really figuring out the logistics of where that person is actually located versus where their assignment was designed to be. And of course, where the home country is, and then managing all the compliance aspects around that. Are they going to expose themselves to a PE risk, which is certainly a huge concern for companies that want to be able to develop some sort of an approach if that's needed. Another thing that came up quite often is people who were requesting remote work or the company was considering a virtual assignment and the person wanted to work from their holiday place, for example, and they wanted HR to deal with all of the compliance aspects, the tax, the Social Security, the permanent establishment, without changing the original contract. And being challenged by senior management as they want to keep the original employment set up if possible. Sometimes you can't have both things happening concurrently. And of course, don't forget things like the data privacy regulations. That was something that a number of people brought up is even if people can logistically work remotely from wherever they want, even if there are no compliance issues and they're able to iron those things out, are there any data security issues that they need to be aware of? As well as duty of care. A number of mobility managers expressed, how do we take care of these people if they're there? Is it just a matter of giving them extra security information, emergency services if they need it? But how do we know they're choosing wisely in that remote location? And then lastly, of course, is employee engagement, which is certainly on the tops of minds of mobility managers nowadays, because that is being seen more as a success factor that's necessary for global mobility managers to be able to support their organizations in their long-term objectives.
I think you raise a great point when you bring up employee engagement, because you would think that at the heart of any assignment or relocation, you want the employee to be engaged. If they're engaged in that assignment, they'll obviously be more productive. The company receives greater return on investment. Based on some of the comments that you've received during the webinar that you've had asked of you during the roundtables you've conducted, is the general feeling that virtual assignments would cause employee engagement to decrease, or in many ways would it increase because they're in a comfortable location, they're in their own little pristine environment, safe from all kinds of worry and trouble? What's the general attitude on that?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen mixed results. At the beginning of the pandemic, we saw a number of companies that because employees had to work remotely or take virtual assignments, We saw that they were happy with it, and it was a bit of a novelty. The production increased. It was great. We are starting to see more research now that is showing a dip in productivity as the arrangements continue to go on. And it's something that we even asked during one of our the Expat Academy webinar, is will virtual assignments or remote working have an impact on the following company initiatives: career development, leadership succession, productivity levels, as well as employee engagement. Employee engagement came out on top by a lot. It was 58% indicated that employee engagement will be significantly impacted by the increased use of remote work and virtual assignments. I spoke with a number of people who indicated that this could be a favorable thing, that it would not only increase engagement, but it could also increase their ability to tap into talent for places that it's hard to recruit people to go to certain countries. One person expressed that they would see a decrease. There are home-based distractions. I can vouch for that myself. The ability to work when others are not online. A sense of less connection, which we hear about quite a bit when others are not physically together. And then another attendee commented that employee engagement would increase should the employee have the choice to work from where they choose. And I think that's the big draw with remote work. It supports that flexibility that the employee is asking for. Companies do want to support more flexibility, but they want to be able to do it in the right way.
On the topic of engagement, do you think that's something that younger people, I'm going to go ahead and use the M word, millennials, do you think it's something that younger workers, millennials, are far more comfortable with? They've grown up in this virtual environment. Do you feel that those types, do companies lean towards the demographic of worker being better suited to these? Or do you think that the age really doesn't factor into what they feel an employee's engagement would be?
I think based on the current situation, they've had to address things based on need. So I don't think they've looked at it from a generational aspect. But I think to your point, there is something to be said about employees who have grown up in this virtual world and are comfortable with the technology. It certainly gives them a little bit of an ease into the remote work situation. As far as how to make that successful, I think that, you know, companies are going to be looking at all generations, because they can't provide remote work to just one generation and not the other. They want to do what's right for the company. And one person during one of our roundtables actually said, you know, maybe we need to be able to train leaders to thrive leading a global virtual team. And I agree. And I see how companies are getting better on how to build community and lead teams virtually. However, many mobility managers expressed doubt on that, and they feel that even the best virtual communities, they can't provide that same developmental opportunities that an assignment will provide to an employee, particularly for the company to be able to identify that talent within their organization that can fuel their succession plan and become a leader and support their long-term growth initiatives.
And you discussed the impact of remote work and virtual assignments. How do you think remote work will impact mobility going forward?
Well, one attendee commented that they think that more virtual assignments will also mean more short-term assignments. And I kind of agree with that. I think that moving forward, that companies, you know, they may take a second look at long-term assignments as well and say, you know, maybe we can do this on a short-term basis. But they also may look at these remote work situations and say, you know, we really do want that person to be in that location. They either have a project they need to address, or it's a developmental opportunity, or maybe it's both are factors in the work that they intend to do there. And because of that, they're going to say maybe they should be on a short-term assignment, and then we'll take it from there. We did conduct a poll during our session as well on this topic. Well, we really just asked companies, when do you expect to return to on-site work as a company? Nearly a third said that they're already back full or part-time. So we're starting to see companies getting back into the office, at least on a part-time basis. They're looking to that as in the future. And as they do that, they are formalizing how can we support remote work either on a part-time basis or when it's requested by the business or the employee themselves.
Excellent. Well, based on all the work that you've done with clients, and we've just been talking about it, we talked about it at the beginning of the podcast, the webinars, the roundtables you've been hosting, the meetings, the optimization labs. What is the overall vibe that you get among corporate mobility managers toward virtual assignments? What is the, I know it's something they talk a lot about. It's something that we've kind of out of necessity had to consider. But what's your take on their overall feeling towards them as a viable option?
Yeah, that was a question that came up quite a bit during our session with Expat Academy, as well as the roundtables. What's the future going to hold? Are companies going to keep doing this? And companies are really keeping their eyes on their industry to see what the trends are. What I heard from the mobility managers during all of these discussions was that companies will need to move people. They're going to continue to move people or send them on assignments. And we'll start to see some of that resume when companies return to work. When will they return to work? You know, I mentioned the poll results, but I think that's going to shift a little bit depending on what transpires over the next 6 months. As far as where will mobility live in that space of virtual assignments and remote work, I've heard a mix of reactions. Some have said that in the short term, it's helped them to be able to tap into that talent that I mentioned earlier for work where there may be reluctance for people to go to certain locations. However, most of the mobility managers don't think virtual assignments will help them to achieve their bigger long-term mobility goals. Fortunately, mobility managers are being involved in remote work arrangements. There was a recent survey that was distributed that said that more than 70% of companies expect the mobility function to be moderately or quite involved in developing remote work policies. I'm really happy to hear that because mobility managers are uniquely positioned within the company to understand stakeholders' viewpoints and needs and challenges when it comes to tax, corporate tax, as well as individual tax, immigration, employee experience, as well as talent development and talent acquisition. They're pivotal to those decisions that need to be made around remote work because it's a very short-term and long-term plan that needs to be addressed.
Well, that's excellent stuff as always, Jen. Thank you. The highest number of guest appearances on the podcast of anyone in the organization, anyone in the world for that matter.
Do I get a trophy?
we'll work on that. At any rate, if you'd like to read more of Jen's work on virtual assignments, please visit our blog, WeikertWorkforceMobility.com/blog, or just hit up our website, click the Insights button, and you can download white papers, research papers, articles, lots of stuff that Jen and the advisory team have put together to guide you through these very challenging times. Jen, as always, thank you very much for your time. And maybe, you know, it would be nice, maybe we give someone else a chance on the podcast, or should we just keep rolling?
Oh, I guess so. All right. We'll go give somebody else a chance.
All right. Until next time, thank you so much.
Thank you.